WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Over the next couple of weeks, we're cutting some of our regular critics loose from their regular beats and sending them off in different directions. For instance, we asked jazz critic Kevin Whitehead for a review of the new movie, The Russia House.
Director Fred Skepsy's film, The Russia House, is based on John le Carré's 1988 book, which everyone calls the first post-Glasnost spy novel. The story's about ordinary folks who go behind their government's backs in order to further the cause of world peace, the perfect Christmas present. Sean Connery, who's wearing his best toupee ever, plays Barley Blair, an English publisher whose business takes him to Moscow. On one trip, he meets a Soviet rocket scientist with a secret. He's known as Dante and is played by Klaus Maria Brandauer.
Who are you, Dante? What do you do for a living?
I am a moral outcast.
Oh, it's always nice to meet a writer.
Ooh, good line. It's from the book. Dante is, in fact, a writer as well as a scientist, and has written a blockbuster full of secrets so secret the Kremlin doesn't know them. It turns out that the Soviet missile program is a joke, which means the West isn't in nuclear peril. Dante wants Barley to publish the book, but British intelligence intercepts it, and publication is the last thing they have in mind. If everyone knows the Cold War is over, the spy masters will be looking at massive layoffs. Instead, they recruit Barley as an agent to find out if Dante's information is genuine. His contact in Moscow is Dante's friend Katia, played by Michelle Pfeiffer. Of course, Barley falls for her. She seems to be the only beautiful woman in Russia. But he can't tell her what he's really up to.
Are you a publisher?
Yes.
Are you a spy?
No.
Are you alone in this, or were you sent by others?
I'm alone. I'm alone, and that's the God's truth. Never been more alone.
So, Barley's in a pickle. Will he betray his Russian friends? Will he betray his country? We're talking crisis of conscience here. Le Carré's novels tend to be pretty brainy, and the movie prides itself on taking the high road. There are no squealing tires, no fistfights. I don't think there's a gun in the whole film. On the other hand, Tom Stoppard's screenplay rearranges elements of the plot to make it more of a star turn for Connery, and the filmmakers have stooped to adding a shamelessly manipulative ending. To tell you the truth, The Russia House has the look of a movie that got made because it could be made. The Russians really like the book, so they let Skepsy shoot in Moscow and Leningrad. It's nice to see those cities on screen, but Skepsy overdoes it. Barley and Katia are always meeting in incredibly picturesque places, and the camera has this nervous habit of always dollying up to windows and balconies to give you a look at the scenery outside. After a while, you have the feeling the actors are just getting in the way, and you should be taking snapshots. Connery is always fun to watch, and Pfeiffer's accent doesn't slip. But The Russia House is neither really good nor really bad. It just sort of lays there. It plays a little too much like a travelogue with noble aspirations.
Kevin Whitehead's favorite movie this year was Martin Scorsese's Goodfellas.